He is on the line.
Thank you. Mr. Guy?
Yes.
Thank you. One moment.
Charlie?
Good morning, Mr. Preston.
My gosh, when you leave, you leave.
You know what I was doing last night?
No, but I...
Roger Roderick and I were over at Warren Senate. He and Ogden and I went to the dog race.
Well, I'll be damned. I wish I'd have been with you.
I wish you had, too. How you feeling?
Fine. How are things coming to Lubbock?
I think you're going to be all right, Mr. Preston.
They told me about your telephone call, and I just wanted to thank you.
Well, I'm going to send Mrs. Fitzgerald some proof sheets, and Tuesday when I get back.
Yeah.
How you been feeling?
I never felt better in my life. I'm just getting ready to take off on a helicopter. I'm going to go to church in Phoenix and have lunch in Long Beach and go to San Francisco this evening and speak in Las Vegas and tonight.
Well, that's covering ground. I heard the other day on the radio, and you sounded awful tired to me.
Oh, no, I feel fine. Perfect. Well, where was it from?
You just got back from New England.
Yeah.
About 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I had a real day. I had 32 speeches that day.
Yeah, when are you coming to Lubbock?
I don't know whether I'm coming or not, Charlie. They say I'm trying to do too much in one day, and they won't let me have 2 days. So what they're trying to do is to get Ms. Johnson and get Mrs. McNamara and Mrs. Freeman Mrs. Willard Wirtz. She's a very young, attractive, good-looking speaker. And Ms. McNamara is very attractive. And try to put on a women's show in Corpus and Lubbock and Beaumont and Tyler and Austin and I don't know, some other place. And they're trying to bring me in here and put me in... in the morning at 8 o'clock in the Alamo and maybe run me through Laredo and Corpus and then back to Houston and get the noon hour traffic and then up to Dallas and then Fort Worth for the plant closings in the evening.
Yeah.
Now, we haven't got it fully planned yet. We don't want to carry this state just ordinary. We're running 63 in Belden and 62 in Lewis and 58 in Harris poll, and we just honestly think that if we're gonna have much standing, we look like we've got 40 states in pretty good shape now, that Texas ought to try to be a 60% anyway. I mean, not ought to be a marginal state after Haley's done what he's done.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff.
You got my message on that, didn't you?
Yep.
Well, Mr. President, there's one thing. Me talking to you about politics is like somebody talking to Santa Claus about Christmas. But up there in northwest Texas, I think it's a whole lot more of a job in there than it is down around Corpus.
Yes, I think that's right.
Get up in there. I think we're going to be all right up there now. I think we're going to carry that part of the country, but... it sure would be nice if he'd come up, because the Amarillo, I think, is just turning around, and that Lubbock's a little turning around now, and I think that he'd get to northwest Texas himself instead of going to Corpus. Now, Corpus is a cinch, isn't it?
Well, the only thing is, that's the one that they're very lackadaisical, and they don't get too hot and bothered. And if you don't get your vote out, you're in trouble. Corpus, we carried the state by 46,000. And the Laredo district gave us 20 of it, and Corpus gave us 26. The rest of the districts we lost. Those two districts give us the majority in Texas, that Mexican vote. And if you go and talk to them, And you get them hot and bothered, they get ants in their back. But if you neglect them, they don't. And that's what they've been cussing me about, par, all these years. But I always come out of there with 50,000 margin, and I always come out of the Amarillo district with 2-1 against me.
Well, I don't believe you're going to this time.
Well, I hope not. What are they going to do? Is Wes Izzard going to oppose me and...
No. No. Here's all I know about that. I don't have anything to do with Amarillo.
Yeah.
And they don't have anything to do with me. But D. Wittenberg's working for you.
Yeah.
And they don't ever come out much in the presidential campaign. And I don't think... Well, I can't guarantee this, but I don't think they're going to express any preference at all.
Well, doesn't Wes touch us up, though, every morning?
Not like he was, no, sir. No, not like he did. He's calmed down an awful lot. How's Mrs. Johnson? She's all right.
She had, they heckled her a lot, and they were pretty ugly in South Carolina and so forth, but it was a wonderful trip. It was just a great one. We didn't want those people to think that we didn't care, and we didn't want them to think they were left out. And when the child gets to feel like he's hurt and mistreated, he goes all home and he don't come back, and we don't want that to happen. And so we love those people, and we just thought the only thing to do is just go tell them we loved them, and even though they can't vote for you in Alabama, they won't even put her name on the ticket. We didn't cause this. They had that damn bill before I ever came in there. Kennedy submitted this bill, and it had already passed the tough part, the Judiciary Committee and the Rules Committee. And so I just sat there, and when it was approved, signed it, and I haven't interfered with anybody. I've talked to every governor before I've done anything. I've integrated their schools, and we've had not one instance since I've been in. I think I know how to handle the South. I haven't caused them any trouble or sent in any troops or ordered in any... they killed 3 people, which was just the most aggravating thing in the world, in Mississippi. But then I sent in a bunch of little Navy boys with a blouse on, look like women, and they worked with the governor, and he was just as happy with it as he could be. And FBI boys, they didn't have a pistol on, but they uncovered it, and it was a Klan. And this Klan and Burchite thing is awfully bad, and we got some terrible things on the Birch Society. They almost advocate an overthrow. And they just it's running deep, and they're getting worse. And last week, CBS exposed that Goldwater had taken a position with them and gone on their summit committee to keep Eisenhower from giving away the country to Khrushchev. And he admitted it. And Welch called him and got him to do it. So he's tied right in with them, and you've got a cancer here, but the people don't know it, and I haven't been exposing it because I don't believe in getting in personally.
Well, Mr. President, Mr. Goldwater was there, it was Lubbock Friday, and
we got a hell of a stories all over the country. Said he had 14,000 people.
He had between 10 and 12, but it was 10:30 in the morning, and that's the reason I'd like to see you come. If you can get out there just for an airport stop, Mr. President, I think I want to win out there, doggone it, and I know you do too.
Well,
that's you got a sense, Corporal.
Well, I'll look at it. I can't do it Sunday, can I?
Not very well. I don't know. I'll check up when I go home and see. I'm in El Paso now, as you know.
Yeah, how's El Paso?
Fine. Dorrance Roderick is sitting here. Says, tell you, give me his best regards.
I won't talk to Dorrance. We got some trouble out there, some serious trouble. They're going to close Biggs Air Force.
At Big Spring?
Yeah, no,
at El Paso.
At El Paso.
Well, for heaven's sake, you want to talk to him now?
Yeah, I'll talk to him as soon as I hang up.
Well, he's right here.
I'll tell you what you do, Charlie. I'll think about it, and you get busy when you get home and survey the atmosphere, and I'll come, or Lady Bird will come on. We'll do our best.
Nobody's doing anything, I think, because they all think it's not necessary, you know.
Well, it is necessary. It's awful.
The rest of Texas is going to take care of it.
No, it's not. The rest of Texas is not going to do it at all. We're just out of shape. Georgia's opponent's not doing any good, is he?
No, he's not going to get anywhere.
Well, they'll have to vote a split ticket anyway if they vote for...
Of course, they're going to split them a lot up there on Yarborough.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Including me.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Well, now you get your column going, Charlie. We're in the last quarter now. We're down to the last 3 weeks, and I'm the only Texan they've had in their lifetime. And if they turn their back on me now,
they're not going to do that. They're not going to do it at all. And I'll tell you what, if you can run up there just for an hour's airport thing, I'll come down to Fort Worth or wherever you are and fly in with you.
All right, we'll try to do it.
You want to talk to Doran?
Yeah.
Sure, nice to talk
Thank
to you,
Mr. Charlie.
President. Thank
Best
you. Of luck. Just a minute.
What in the hell are you outlaws doing out here all night to racehorses?
Well, I'll tell you, we didn't get to bed very good, but we didn't lose any money, and old Charlie insisted on paying for the grub. But I suppose I was for drinking Coca-Cola, so it was cheap, and I put him on a good dog. We thought we'd go to the dogs together.
I wouldn't have been out there drinking Coca-Cola if I hadn't Coca-Cola in time. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, well, sure, Charlie paid enough to pay for the dinner, and I thought that was very good.
Say, I got some disturbing news, and I don't know, we've got a list of a substantial number of installations that are going to be modified and moderated and curtailed, and one of them's on your list. It's Biggs.
Yeah.
So,
Well, didn't McNamara recommend that be cut down?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's gonna be one of them in the December budget that goes up. That's gonna be closed up.
Well,
I don't want to wait till after the election. I'm gonna do what I can about it, but it's one of a good many. He's closed 566, and he just says that he's got more than he needs and more than he can use, and it's a WPA operation if he keeps them. And he's got to close a big bunch of shipyards, and they're all in key places, every one of them. I don't know how to do it. I haven't told another human. I thought I'd tell you and Thomason and get your judgment, and then I'd try to get him to do the best he could and not wipe it all out or do something. I don't know what I can do. I've never even discussed it. But I asked him what happened in my state, and he said, well, the biggest thing was El Paso.
Golly, that's big. Well, you know, that was rumored, and then we thought maybe they were going to leave it, but we didn't know how long.
They're going to leave it long as we can, that I can, without wasting government money.
Yeah.
And if they can make a case, well, we'll do it. But once it's gone, we never get it back. That's trouble, and Texas is we've suffered some blows the last 10 months, but we're gonna get on it, and I'll get your judgment about it. I don't think it ought to be in the paper. I don't think you ought to tell anybody. You can tell Bill.
Got better either.
You can tell Bill that we got some troubles. Just very, very honestly, and we ought to know it. And I'll do all I can, and I know that. I can get the others anywhere I can. Dick Russell will help us. But on the merits of it, it's in trouble.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. I'm almost sorry to hear it.
He's going
to
cut out.
I better talk about.
He's going to cut down. His budget is going to be, it's going to be $4 billion by the end of next year under what it's been. And $4 billion is a hell of a lot of money. And that's what he's cutting, and this will run it over 600 that he's closed up.
Well, this sack is definitely on its way out here.
Well, no, not necessarily. He's gonna have it right into 72, but they're gonna be some places in trouble. Freeport's gonna be in trouble, and the bases of Lareda and the Valley have already gone. They've closed four in Joe Kilgore's district alone. And Foreman doesn't help us any. He gives a sale. He charged McNamara, and he said we sent off the planes before we ought to, and the generals acted unwisely in handling Vietnam. He's a big expert on it.
Yeah,
and
he's
got every one of them.
We're bumping up against some, Mr. President. We're bumping up against something here on that guy.
He got every one of them mad, and he thinks that he's a great chief of staff. He thinks
I think he's pretty fresh too. He comes around here with this second term business, and he puts on a good speech. You think he's quite influential?
Of course
he ran against old Slick, and of course Slick wasn't one of our boys.
That's right. That's exactly right. He always...
That's really kind of...
He was always against you and fought you in hell, but now one thing he might do, and just he might do it confidentially and quietly, tell Charlie not to get in the paper, but tell him to write George Mahon a letter and tell him that he wished that he would look into Biggs, and he can't keep...